Oak session number 13279, reel 3.
This is Hill reel 3. So, in other words, after you arrived in this open camp at Graz, you were bombed by the Allied planes.
Yes, yes.
And you were injured.
Yes.
And taken for treatment to a doctor.
Yes.
How were you injured? What injuries did you have?
Well, the damage of... I was paralyzed on one side, you know, from the shock and for all that.
From the bombing?
For the treatment and all what we have in the camp. And the bombing was not easy for everyone in prison there. That wasn't easy. And afterwards, I couldn't speak for a few days. And I suffered very badly. I was unconscious too. But they threw me over that big high wall.
How high was this wall?
Wall, 8-10 feet. It's still there.
Was it the other prisoners who threw you over?
I think so. I don't know. Many, many were thrown over. Many escaped. Many of the escapers escaped, you know, were prisoner there. But they had the strength to throw people over, they thrown it over.
So they were escaping because the bombing gave them opportunity?
Opportunity. And there were... took me to the doctor, and the doctor was just over the road. Well, 50 yards away. And Dr. Jäger, they kept me in the plates for a few days till I come around properly, and that I can walk again a little bit, and that I will be... Well, I was losing a lot of blood. And he only had not many medicaments. He told me he had nothing much to help me. He wanted to stop the bleeding, but he just gave me cotton wool, made us I not bleed so much. That he told me.
Were you still a prisoner now?
Yes. Yes. Well, I was free when they threw me over somehow. But I didn't know the doctor if he was with them or with me. I didn't know. What they're going to do, I didn't. But
he was giving you proper treatment?
They had given me proper treatment. And the others. But they found... a place for me, but he knows me in Graz. I worked in the hospital there. He recognized. You see, I had to go from my private hospital to him sometimes for helping the ladies in the other hospital. Well, it was a very expensive hospital, but only private clinic. You see? Very, very expensive, and they had only the best doctor. When that client needs that doctor, we had to fetch him or telephone him. And he known where I worked. And so I was there, I think it was 4 days, till I come around a little bit. And I have get treatment from that hospital, what he arranged as my hand get better. I can walk again, and my face is better. He's seen to all that. He's seen to that. And I suffered very badly at that time. Yes. And then a horse and cart, there was no train, there was nothing, fetched me back home. And I come home.
To Styria.
Yeah, home to my house in the mountain. There, there the house was empty. There was no food in, nothing whatsoever. Then I couldn't cope with it anymore. A lady from down the village came to me and said, they were Nazis, now of course, but I can come over to them and hide myself in the big stall.
Big stall.
Yeah. So they charged me 120 mark a week, and they gave me bread and water, or sometimes a cup of coffee. And there was my child with me.
Who had looked after the girl when you were in the camp?
My first husband's grandparents. They were all Nazis. They were all Nazis. See? And that in the big star, I was 6 weeks.
Was this at the end of the war?
Mm-hmm.
Before the end of the war?
Before the end of the war. This was before Christmas. Before Christmas. 1944. Yeah. And then I went home one day to my house after 6 weeks, and I found that there were two prisoners waiting for me. They were hiding around my house, and they wonder where I'm going. They were wondering where I'm going. They found out by the people that I was in that prison in Graz a second time. And then that was Golden and Richard. I had their full address, but all my addresses of the prisoner I held were all gone. All my documents, all was the house was empty, you see. And
so these were two British people?
Yes. One was New Zealand and one British. Richard was a poor officer. Was posh. May I speak?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I told him what's happened. And I asked him when the war is finished, please go quickly. I said, well, you have to go to your transit camp, and things will go very, very serious soon. Before. And they said, they knew about it, that the war will be soon finished. They couldn't get through where they escaped. They couldn't get through. So they come back here to they were all prisoners still there at that time, you see, over Christmas 1944 into 1945. And there were 28 in that camp. And then I said, well, I can't help you very much. I'm ill. I can't go so far. I said, I can't walk very well. I only have to take the bike. If the bike is still there, I said, maybe I can do something about it, you see. And then after that, they stayed again in my place, you see, till they stayed till the 14th of May, 1945. There. They worked and went back on the farm till they heard that the war is finished in May, and then they went free. And I warned them that the Russian And the chairman are on the border of Yugoslavia, Austria, right there in Ratkesburg. And the Russian coming over the over 100 kilometers away over the mountain from the Ungarn.
Hungary,
from there. And I said, if you not out in that certain time, I said, we have in trouble. You see, but the Russian took everyone was left over to Russia. They were Russian prisoners. They didn't recognize the British or the uniform, and they weren't trusted.
So to get this clear, you were living in this pigsty, but
yes.
You had gone back to your home and discovered two escaped Allied prisoners.
Yes.
A New Zealander and a Britisher.
Yes.
And because they'd come to get some help from you.
Yes.
And you told them you were too sick to help them.
Yeah, I
think. And they should go back for safety, back to the camp.
Yes, I did.
But you were also telling me that you had headphones and a crystal set.
Yes.
To keep in contact with the resistance in
yes.
Austria and Yugoslavia.
Yeah, yes. Especially the Yugoslavia.
Who gave you this equipment? Who gave you the equipment?
The headphone.
Yes.
Oh, I had it all the time, but I had to hide it away. I can't carry it with me, you see, or I have it on me. I had to hide, but they searched 3-4 times my house, you see.
But you hid it on your body?
And later I hid it on my body, you see.
But you didn't make this yourself. You didn't make the equipment yourself.
No. I had it from somebody else.
From the resistance?
Yes, I had it. I heard it from Director Rondorf. He brought it down to me.
So who was sending signals to you?
The Red Cross. The Red Cross made them underground movement. There were a lot of people you can hear, you know, pick up the things. I have been told when the bridge must be blown up, this was a Yugoslav. His name was Franz Klencinja. I told you about it, that he was a refugee taken from Yugoslavia to come to work under the slave routine from the German, you see. Yes, he is. I have still his address.
You were told to blow up a bridge?
Yeah. I have been told that I should give the order when the war before... You see, before the war is finished, the bridge has to be blown up, two bridges, one in Murek and one in Wildon. I can take you there, it's a new bridge now. And that bridge, I couldn't blow it up, but I had to go 72 kilometers with the bike to tell them when the bridge has to be blown up.
But why did the bridge have to be blown up?
I told you before we had lunch. That corner, you see that corner there?
That corner of Austria?
That corner of Austria. There's two bridges. The Russian coming in from Ungarn and the German are still there on the border, Yugoslavia, Austria, killing. You see, Yugoslav was that part with the German. You know, Croatia and all that, with the German. And if they not out all the prisoner from that place, there is no bridge where they can go over. You see? They have to be... I have been informed that on such a date, between after the 10th of May, the prisoner has to be in Villach in the transit camp, and the Red Cross will send them the transit, the lorries to collect them in Jundorf. They have to march to Jundorf. this is all, I had to be properly laid out, you see.
So you had to pass the orders.
I had to pass the orders. You see, they couldn't reach anybody who did that. But one, I think, is still alive. He is not fighting with the Serbs, but he is no Serbs. But the other is dead. The other is dead. He was my stepfather, you know. They had in the village, they had. You see, they. You have to be with the German. You have to be with the with the Austrian. You have to be your own nature. You have to do that corner there. You can mark it out on there.
So these bridges were over the river Mura.
Mura. Twice the Mura. Twice. In Wildon is the Mura. This is a fast river, and they. Go in into the Blue Donau again in Ungarn.
So the bridges were in Murek, near Wildon?
Near Wildon, yes.
And which other place?
And Murek. This is not far off from there. That is in Untersteiermark, you know, all lines south. And the other one in Radkersburg has been blown up too. But that I didn't tell them, you see. The England built that bridge. The English, the 8th Army in Radkersburg. But the other bridge, nobody knew who blown it up. Nobody.
So did you get the messages through successfully?
Yes, yes.
And you had to cycle so far on your bicycle?
72 kilometers. And I still was bleeding, I was still suffering. And I couldn't do anything else. But these are the people you didn't reach with that little hair phone, you know, that I had.
So this was in May 1945?
This was in April, May, coming into May, yes. There's a new bridge there now.
Why? You say that the war went on until September. Why did the war go on until September?
Then we were on, the England were all gone. I catched one. With them marching in nine persons on the road. You know, hundreds and hundreds of prisoners from that whole place, all that Radkersburg. You can have, you know, coming out. They have to go to Jundorf. There is no other way to go out from there. They all had to march from the farm, all coming out, all the prison. Prisoner was there, were hundreds and hundreds marching. And I come back to give commands to my friends. I told one at the end, the officer, I said, if you go, the message was, if you take the right road, it has to be finished the right road on the 14th of May. When you go that way, the lorries were waiting for you from the Red Cross and will take you to Jundorf and then take you over the mountain to Villach. I think you know Villach, you heard about it. It's right in all over the mountain. And there was still the German in it. They had a fight. Now in that corner, with the bridges were blown up, the Russian and the German were clicked together there. They couldn't follow the prisoner. The prisoner would be all killed if they would be in that corner. And after they overrun our plates there, the Russian and the German. And the German, when they come back, they try to escape. And the German officer shot them there. And the Russian shot them too. And the Russian come in, and we had that whole lot, the whole lot with alien troop coming in, full with Russian, all panzer. But they were not Russian, they were Mongols. They were Mongols, they let out from the prison. They were the last souls they had. And they raped women, they robbed women, they did everything. Then I had to go back in that big style again. Till long time to hide myself away. I slipped up in the cherry tree to get away from them. You see, while the two bridges have been blown up, they've overrun us. If the two bridges would still be there, they would have fallen right into Graz, right into Vienna. They did on the top anyhow, right in that Austrian country. Then Churchill have given command. I heard that as clearly as day on the earphone. He said the alien troops coming in tomorrow into that south part and fight the Russian out. They had to fight again. See, the troops was coming through Italy, had to fight the Russian back there. And they did fight. They had them out in a week. Only that little part down there. They come to my house. The Russian hold a machine gun in front of my chest, and they want to shoot me. Well, the people have said I am a collaborator. Yes, and then I understand a bit Yugoslav, where I'm born down there, and I told him when they come, before they shoot me, they better ask their officer if it's right. And the next thing I come. So the officer coming up with the motorbike and the thing. And you know, the two prisoners was come back to look for me, where I couldn't help. I gave them, I had the motorbike. I gave them a CC motorbike, a 500 machine, and I say, now you go, and go very fast. And I gave him my rifle, and my pistol. I had a rifle and a pistol while I was alone up in that mountain. And so I survived. But I had nothing, nothing to eat, nothing. Everything was gone. That's all I can say.
So these Russian troops were going to shoot you?
Yes.
Because the villagers had said you were a collaborator.
Yeah, I'm a collaborator. But they didn't say I am a collaborator with the Englander. Oh, no. I married a Nazi. I was still married. And he, they were searching him. They took him. So, but he was down by his parents, never by me.
So who saved you from being shot by these troops?
By the Russian. The
Russian
officer. The officer.
Why did he save you?
He seen I was ill. I was still ill. He wanted to take me in the hospital. He wanted to take me to a Russian camp in the hospital. They had a camp there down below. And I was very high up. I was up 260 feet.
But did you explain to this officer that yes. you had helped the English?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
And he understood?
He spoke fluent Austrian. Austrian, not German, Austrian. And he said he is very, very sorry. The Russian officer said that the soldier treated me badly. He said, well, he has to fight for Stalin, and the other men have to fight for Stalin, helping, you know, be with Stalin. And the other is another one, a German, he said, but he isn't. He is Russian, but he was very, very polite. He known something. I helped the English. You not, he said. You good. And then my child come along too. He loved my child too. My child was by me that time. I come once home to my house. So you can write this out yourself. Well, I can, but I get very upset.
Which month was this that these Russians came into your village?
End of May. See, they were there. And for this, for us, we didn't know the war was finished. I know, you know, the people didn't know. They raped, the Russian coming in, with two bridges were blown up, and that was that. They come in the next day. The England were gone on the 14th, you know, out over the bridge. They couldn't reach them, but they reached some of them in Brook on the Moor, higher up. You know how the things going up the, where the train goes to Vienna. They reach that. They come over the mountain.
So this area where your village was in the Soviet zone.
It was after in the Soviet zone. The Russian coming in and took over, like they took half Berlin. So they took over that, and they want to stay there.
So the British troops had to leave.
Yeah, yes.
And let the Russians come in.
Yes. Well, they weren't there. They weren't, the England wasn't there that time. You see, they're coming in from Italy up through all the mountain. You see, it's a passage through. It's not so easy coming in from Italy. So that quote, that is the trouble spot. If you understand me, not what I did. I risked my life there. The prisoner I know. I risked my life there. The reason, they worked all the time there. 4-year prison, they lived there. And now they get killed from the German. They would have been killed by the German. And they would have killed by the Russian. But the Russian, the Mongols didn't care. So I went with the bike and said, it has to be down the bridge, has to be blown up. So and the consequences, we all took, all the farmers, all that land there. What do you think is quite big? 72 kilometer. And then you can see it's beautiful there. It's a beautiful land. And kind people, nice people. They will help you anytime. And so the prisoner went to Judendorf, and there was other trouble there in Judendorf. They had to fight for their lives, the prisoner up there, some of them.
How did you meet your husband, Sergeant Major Hill?
Mr. Hill? Well, you know, I had to go back, hide myself away from the Russian, and sleep one night on the cherry tree, and another night in a hay stable, and another night somewhere else. People have given away where I am, see? But I went back, that they didn't know that I went back to that pig stall. There was the pigs next door with little ones, and I was with my daughter in that hiding.